You can have Saker announce the reading this morning, and I'll leave at 2:00. He's not to announce it before that. It will be necessary to take John Barrow down, Peter Lozer. I got that right across. I'm going to work on the plan, or in case I want to do that. Let me say that, that they recommend, so I can read all. Let me pull out one. Let me suggest, however, that you not do the radio thing, because we've got, as it's ended up, we've got Richardson, Rogers, and McGregor all on the radio, on the TV shows this weekend.
Fine.
So it makes a goddamn much news on Sunday. Did it waste you? Yeah.
Go Saturday or Sunday.
I'd skip it.
Sure.
Right. Rob, let me push Ray on getting one finished.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And ready to go next week. And
all right. And let's not do it this week. Let's just not get it. Yeah, but I'll have to have somebody there to do the Red Cross thing. So
okay.
What day is the Red Cross?
You can do it Tuesday.
Get an agreement. I haven't seen it in their schedule, so.
The SST is more clouded. How do you manage out of the SST?
Is anybody able to get going? You see, we have a problem with SST with the fellows sick out there in the Virgin Islands. Have we got anybody we can put in charge of it, Bob, right now? I mean, it's not really fair to Jerry to have gone and have him go down there and that damn thing and have a screw around here, you know. It looks like, frankly, looks like a wife. Is Opie working on it, for example, or what is the situation?
I'm not sure, but let me...
I think you better get at that this morning before I leave. I need to know.
Right.
Goddamn, Bill Allen is pretty... both networks led with that, too. Because basically, they're against the evidence.
John got back at that.
Did he have any success with...
Yeah, I mean, no. Not at this point. The Boeing people simply said, gee, I wish Bill hadn't had that press conference for us. I mean, but they've got to get out and turn it around.
He's very smart, was he? Well, at least they're going to work on it, are they?
Yep.
Did you get anything on that?
There hasn't been anything that really takes it out. There's one that made
nobody got
sort of a veiled allusion to the what a crappy approach it was now. Well, you responded, but it hasn't. So far, I haven't seen one.
Yeah. Well, just wait a week and then tell your people that we're there. How come we missed that? Huh? And also, you might say you might get across this. You might be talking to them. Falls and have a good sport theory of kind of like Gritter and London. Remember, I've always said that they will never, it never really had this good, never got the last good to treat these falls properly. It's done, not the way it should have been done, but I don't want them to have any illusions that they're winning the press guy. They're not winning them, Bob. You don't win them, and they do not change. Incidentally, in which you deserve, could I make another suggestion to try to get a hold of him? Schedule, goddamn it. You know where he was last night? He was over talking to the directors of the Brookings.
Brookings, yeah.
And I said, Henry, that's an adjunct of the Democratic National Committee. I said, they are your enemy. They're going to think you can't do any good there. And, understand. I don't mind talking every night, except I just don't want him to waste his time.
But see, if you ask him to talk to the American Enterprise Institute, you'd never get it. I don't think. Because it doesn't have the prestige. The point is, if he would talk to the American Enterprise Institute, it'd start getting prestige.
Right.
And if we'd stop talking to Brookings, it'd start purging in.
That's right.
And that's what, which someone, he's got a, he has the opportunity to build.
Build an establishment. You know, Bob, it's my own problem.
We've had a hell of a time to get him to talk to Alan Drury.
You know, right?
Who's doing the book. And, which kind of surprised me, because Drury's a big enough name that I would have thought Henry would have jumped
in. Well, or Bill White. Won't talk to him either.
I know.
You know.
It was Vic Lasky in hell. I know Vic Lasky's a pain in the ass, but
he writes our story.
He writes vicious stuff,
yeah,
against the other people. He's the only columnist writer today. He's the only guy we can get in print who will just kick the shit out of people when we want him. One, two.
I would go all the way. Well, I'll tell you what, I have a hand. From now on, I'm not seeing any of the other. I really go and hang on that, but goddamn, the
Brookings are obsessed with it, and it just, you do keep at it with him.
Yeah.
I do too. And he said, I know, and I won't. And he does it.
Okay. Rose, you know, she's got this jaw problem. And if she doesn't want to go, it's fine. But either she or Mark should go just for whatever I want done down there. Because I might decide that I might get a time to look at a couple of radio things.
Right. Take her husband and just get her head down in the sun.
Very nice, very nice. But just offer it to Rose first. She gets number one.
On that, do you want Roger Johnson to go?
Oh, yes.
Does he know it?
No, you gotta tell him. He knows I want him to go, but he doesn't know the time. We'll depart here at 2:15, you know what I mean?
5.
Let's see, 12. I need the other fellow at 12.
12:30.
Time to sign everything. At 2:15, let's just set that. It pushes us just a little, but that's all right. Check Bob if you can with that. And maybe the best answer here is always in our indirect way is to get the and check on the panel in Oklahoma thing, and she really had her was. Belcher got a hold of her and got her down there.
Beat someone and got
and talked to her all the way down, of course. But nevertheless, she was not complaining. But her scheduler is Coral Schmidt, who had, and believe me, she had 5 events. She left here at 7:30, got back at 8 last night, you know. And you know, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, that kind of thing. And I just feel in some way we've got to get a hold of the scheduling so that she doesn't have...
I think we've got Carl Smith is a very good gal, and she understands, and I think we can work well.
And you say we, why don't you just so that she doesn't go tell Pat that we're trying to run her schedule. But she must get into the, you know, you're there of the one, you know, 2 events of that. She had a press conference. She went to a junior symphony. She went to a Red Cross thing. She went to a children's home. She went to a just bang, 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 bang. You know, all the things that you can imagine if all I thought you'd put her through.
Lucy apparently just called over to say that if you're going to Florida this weekend rather than Camp David, Mrs. Nixon would like to go. If the president goes to Florida, Mrs. Nixon wants to go. If he goes to Camp David, she does not want to go. She wants to pack if she is supposed to go.
Could you get Mrs. Nixon, please? I thought I could drop her off here on the side. I won't have to go. There's no sense in
it. I'm not in Louise goes. That's got to be
said that her, she had over 150 that went to the press conference. They came from North Dakota, Texas.
Not at all surprising.
All over, from all over the goddamn place. The governor's wife had gone to meet.
Was she pleased with
the restaurant? She was very pleased.
She said, we're going to do some more.
You're goddamn right. Right after the wedding, she'll do other things. But the thing to do is to get good invitations for her.
And then make it an easy day for her.
And make it a hell of a thing.
And
don't have her, and always have it on a case. Always have it on a case of In-N-Out. Never a case of a three-day tour.
Right.
I think that's wrong, a three-day tour. And one other thing that helped on this occasion, she took the little plane, and no press went with her. So the local press got a chance to ask the question.
Good.
And that's the way to play it. The national press don't give her any play anyway in this sort of stuff. You know,
the wires are not to cover her there anyway. The local wires.
Well, the national press, and she keeps these goddamn shenanigans.
Yeah, that's why the local wire service company,
she prefers to go with the small plane. And then, and also, Carl Spencer said, never allow the person that invites you to go on that plane. The idea that the plane's too small, right? They must go and meet her there. I would never let Belcher go off the plane. See? Would you?
Oh, sir.
Because it's enough to do it for him.
Absolutely. That's, you've got to set it that way that she just...
Well, then she has a pleasant thing and she goes, but she does a hell of a job, you know, and I think that she could be an enormous asset, particularly in this...
And she'll take a couple of the gals from her office.
South and the Midwest. Ever hit the South and the Midwest?
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
That's
yeah,
good.
More chance.
Well, No, we didn't have
an apology, but official Jesus Christ, he coming in the day.
That's just do that, touch base, and let it out. That's McCracken's running in there. Business.
Man, you've got two meetings in the Rose Garden with this shit ass press out there. I'm not going
to go
there. I hope not.
There's no press there.
But a press here for the Percy meeting.
Similar batch.
establish better communication with the business man. You don't need to have a meeting for a contract.
They're having me, they're running around doing, Fisher is doing this, yeah, who? He and McCracken.
Am I meeting dues, meeting?
No, just general business, not just dues. Get some support, mileage, help.
Oh, you can see it, just on pennies. Don't think I can get through that fast, that's all.
Well, we'll have to, we'll move in on Dr. Bruce. That's the only way you can handle a meeting with Maxie, you just gotta squeeze it, he's like some of those other people, won't he? Just like he did to you at the dinner, he'll get a hold of you.
You see, Bob, he caught me at two dinners now, and he's always, and the other ones, as I said, he took 10 minutes, this one, so he really had his meeting.
He does it to all of us. I mean, you know, anytime, if I see Max Fisher in the distance, I turn around and run. Does it to anybody who gives his arm off, which is probably how he made all that money.
Henry's got a half hour schedule for this committee of volunteers. Jesus Christ, all that stuff. 20 minutes, what the hell do you think's gonna be?
Seriously, that's for that kind of thing, it's exactly the way to handle it.
We're gonna give them a tour there or something.
Yeah. They've got they're here for, you know, the, all those meetings and stuff.
Let's see your shirt.
The meeting over at the Pan American.
The lid is not on down there. Now, he's never told the price the lid is on. Never. Because he's told me a couple of times I wanted to do things, but I told the price the lid is on. It's never on. You know? Just say, I don't know what he's going to do. I can't tell you. I'm sitting over there and say, and also, we're going to have to set it this way so that I can plan my trips and then cancel them if I want to. You see, I've been screwed. Four or five times I don't want to go.
I know.
Now, what we're just doing now, they get 2 hours notice, and I don't.
I think you're absolutely
right. I really think we've been too much the slave of the press. Well, they've made their reservations, and their wives are gone. They'll be able to feel it, sir. It's just too goddamn bad.
Well, you've got to, now Roger is fine, because you can cancel him. You've got to watch that on, you know, if you invite John Mitchell or something, then you get a hang up better.
That's right.
You did it one time with Rogers, and
got started.
Like this, even if you wanted Mitchell, the thing to do would be to go on down, and then on the way, we call back, call up, and say, see if John...
I have to go on the plane. Incidentally, one thing yesterday,
well, first thing, we should call
Mitchell,
and if I we could have done that.
We should tell him, we should please tell McGregor that yesterday, Sideman said that both Humphrey and Muskie would support us, but I want him to put Humphrey and Muskie on the spot. They've got deliverables. And I want to know if they do not deliver votes. You know what I mean? And if you find somebody, Henry can talk to somebody. And Bill talk to Muskie. Bill Rogers can talk to Muskie. I'll be in about 10 minutes. I'll let you know. That's strange thing.
Did Pat or give me...
Well, the fellow's turning into writing letters to us or something, you know, what probably all sorts of...
He is an Englishman, you were right.
He is an Englishman. I've never heard of him. I don't even remember one of his letters. Actually, I'll shake his hand, get him out. But we can't do anything about it because, you know, he did write.
She's going to have tea with him.
Right. Well, he says that's a hell of a burden for her. She'll
wanted to do that. I don't know, you know, he's doing the right thing for the Democrats as well. Because if Barnes would have a tough time against Howard, he might be.
Now, I would like to stay out of this. He told me that I could call Howard and tell him this. The money coming. But I don't want to tell him what he's slimy son of a bitch. Now, I'll tell you what you do, John. Tell him John come. Right. I do it all the time, you know, little son of a bitch will never say it.
Mm-hmm.
Just say that if now is this, that we... That under the circumstances that we'll run now the Yarber or the Briscoe or somebody like that for governor or senator, we don't know anything about. But that the general employee should be, power should run on its own, the governor should run on its own, I should run on it. Get my point? The point is that John Tower, what he should avoid at all costs, because we have this understanding with Barnes, and is to just give, it is to try and kick, to run a gubernatorial candidate. See what I mean? So that Tower then drags me down and himself to the level of our gubernatorial candidate, and Barnes on his side would do the same. Actually, Tower will have to endorse the Republican candidate, whoever he is. The other guy will endorse his, and so forth.
But I have an understanding.
Conway says there's an understanding. Barnes, except for Scoop Jackson, would not support him, the Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean he won't, but you know what I mean? It can't be trusted. But I think you could trust, I think Conway is our man in Texas now. This is a damn good maneuver. Conway says that Barnes would be power. I think he's good looking. He's, frankly, he's got
better man than Tower in a lot of ways.
Well,
I mean, a public man.
He is. But your point is,
the Tower's a hell of a good man for
us. That's why Tower Conway's doing it. Conway, Bob, is a total loyalist to our side. He's fighting a hell of a lot of tough battles for us. You know, he really burned up at that damn boy thing. You know, that was bad.
Damn right.
We lost the SST. He went down and did this. I mean, it just makes you sick, this American business community.
It really is shocking.
Yeah, you could, I suppose they've done it because they have to, they're dubious to their stockholders.
Well, you know, they're trying to make a killing on a cancellation and then try and hurt the opportunity to reverse it.
Well, and to do something for the country.
Yeah.
Why don't we tell the kids to do something? The labor to do something for the country. And here are the American business leaders doing it all